This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. One of Harvard University's best-known dropouts is urging students who receive their degrees today to help strengthen a global community.
I am honored to be here with you today because, let's face it, you accomplished something I never could. If I get through this speech today, it'll be the first time I actually finish something here at Harvard.
That's Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg addressing the Harvard commencement this afternoon. WBUR's Asma Khalid was there and joins us now. So what else did Zuckerberg tell the Harvard grads?
Well, Lisa, he talked about the fact that a lot of these graduates are entering a world that's very different than what the parents were used to, right? And so he focused on the need for people to choose not necessarily a career, but a purpose. And he talked about the need to sort of be, I think, somewhat global in thinking about that. And so in terms of thinking about your purpose, you think about not just yourself, but creating a sort of larger global community of purpose. And he talked about the need to for folks to think about that. And at times, I would say he even sort of ventured into a political world. He talked a lot about his concerns about income inequality.
Today, we have a level of wealth inequality that hurts everyone. Now, let's face it. There is something wrong with our system when I can leave here and make billions of dollars in 10 years, while millions of students can't even afford to pay off their loans, let alone start a business.
So he had a change in tone, I guess, at one point, because I understand he also became a little bit emotional.
That's right. He was recounting the story of a young guy who he mentors through the Boys and Girls Club, who's come into the country illegally, and referred to the fact that, you know, this young man is not sure if he can even go to college because he's undocumented. And so he had asked him for his birthday what he wanted, and the young man told him that he had become really concerned about how some of his colleagues, you know, classmates, were dealing with issues around race and social justice, and this really bothered him. And so he, maybe the best thing he could think of would be a book about social justice. And so Zuckerberg talked about how he was so impressed by the fact that this young man, who, you know, really only knows the United States but may not be able to go to college here, was not necessarily thinking about himself. He didn't really feel sorry for himself.
He has a greater sense of purpose, and he's going to bring people along with him. But if a high school senior who doesn't know what the future holds for him can do his part to move the world forward, then we owe it to the world to do our part too.
And Lisa, you can hear, I mean, it sounded like his voice broke a bit. He really told students that they need to take on these big, meaningful projects. And he referenced things that I would say some of us might see as kind of seemingly lofty goals, but he insists are within our reach. Things like curing diseases by asking volunteers to track their health data and share their genomes, or sort of modernizing democracy to create a system where people could vote online.
So it was very much a call to action. This was one speech, as he, though, is going on, was something of a national listening tour, making stops around the country. On Sunday, he reiterated on Facebook that he is not running for president, but Asma, as someone who has covered an awful lot of candidates, I wonder if you think he sounds like he's testing the waters.
I mean, he sounded certainly very political, I would say, in the latter part of his speech. And I joked with our photographer, Jesse Costa, who was there with me, that maybe it's just because I've heard so many politicians, but that sure sounded like a politician. You know, his references to income inequality. He also spoke about the need to consider universal basic income as the job structures change, the need for the country to tackle climate change, and for there to be sort of a better healthcare system in place. These are all sort of things that politicians have picked up. But that being said, I will say, you know, he has emphasized again and again that he is on this national listening tour to better understand the concerns that the Facebook community of users have, and that he, you know, wants to understand what people who are using this platform feel. And I will say, Lisa, in recent years, we have increasingly seen leaders of the tech community involved in politics, whether or not they're running for public office. You've just seen a greater call to action among tech leaders.
WBUR's Asma Khalid, who went to hear Mark Zuckerberg, who invented Facebook in his Harvard dorm, in fact. He spoke at Harvard's commencement today, and Asma was there. Asma Khalid, thank you.
You're welcome.